I'm Tommy McNeil. New sanctions have been imposed on Venezuela's state-run oil company by the Trump administration to counter what's been characterized as looting by the administration of President Nicolas Maduro, saying it wants to preserve the assets for the Venezuelan people. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that restricting import from Venezuela won't raise prices or cut supplies for U.S. consumers.
There's been excess oil. I'm sure many of our friends in the Middle East will be happy to make up the supply as we push down Venezuela's supply.
The sanctions will freeze any assets the state-owned PDVSA has in the United States. U.S. firms and citizens are barred from doing business with it. Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker now says that the probe of possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, is wrapping up. This is the same investigation that led to convictions or indictments of close allies and staffers of President Trump, including former campaign manager Paul Manafort, and the more recent indictments against longtime confidant Roger Stone. Now legislation has been introduced in the U.S. Senate to require public disclosure of the special counsel's report. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal introduced legislation in the Senate Monday that would require public disclosure of findings in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The report would be sent to Congress and to the public. Under the legislation, a report would also be required within 2 weeks in the event of the special counsel being fired, transferred, or resigning. Last year, Grassley and Blumenthal supported legislation to protect Mueller's job, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declined to hold a vote on the bill, saying it was unnecessary. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And the 35-day longest ever partial government shutdown is said to have cost the economy $3 billion. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors on Monday unsealed two separate indictments against China's Huawei Technologies, its chief financial officer, and several affiliates for financial fraud and theft of American intellectual property. In a 13-count indictment unsealed in federal court, the charged Chinese tech giant, its top financial officer, and two affiliates. And FBI Director Christopher Wray explains,
in pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive. And there is no place, none, for this kind of criminal behavior in our country or in any other committed to the rule of law.
The announcement comes amid trade tensions between Washington and Beijing and stepped up U.S. scrutiny of Chinese economic espionage. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation is urging direct talks between the Taliban and the Kabul government as he confirmed details in a draft peace deal aimed at ending the 17-year conflict in the country. Zalmay Khalilzad told the New York Times that the deal framework would have to be fleshed out before it becomes an agreement. Former ambassador and special envoy James Dobbin says after years of fighting, there does appear to be motivation on all sides for a negotiated settlement in Afghanistan. The U.S. may be willing to give in to the prime Taliban demand of withdrawing its troops from the country, given that the other conditions, including a comprehensive ceasefire and a start of a dialogue, are met. A billionaire who made his fortune selling cups of coffee is stirring the political pot as he contemplates an independent run for U.S. president. Howard Schultz, who formerly helmed the global Starbucks Corporation, announced in a television interview and on social media Sunday he might challenge incumbent Republican Donald Trump and whomever the Democrats nominate with a campaign outside the conventional two-party system. In an interview aired on CBS's 60 Minutes, the self-described lifelong Democrat characterized Mr. Trump as not qualified to be the president and blamed both major parties for consistently not doing what's necessary on behalf of the American people. A global anti-corruption watchdog says the United States has dropped 4 spots in its list of nations' anti-corruption efforts and is now no longer listed in the top 20 for the first time. The acting U.S. representative at Transparency International calls a 4-point drop in the 2018 Corruption Perceptions Index a red flag. She says it comes at a time when the U.S. is experiencing threats to its system of checks and balances and an erosion of ethical norms at the highest levels of power. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Today, the African beat will crisscross the continent, starting off from the Democratic Republic of Congo with Mambo Yo-Yo by Ricardo Lembo. And right after that, I'm an African by Chachi from Ethiopia and Amon Père by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. Well, let's take it to the top right now from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ricardo Lembo, and this is Mambo Yo-Yo.
Yo.
everything others want to be. Don't be what you are.
Maybe speaking, no matter. best. It's number one.
We love it.
Des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit de respecter les autres et de travailler dur, dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus haut. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays. Citoyenne de ce monde, ta vie sera ma vie.
Mon Père by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria, and right before that, I'm an African by Chachi of Ethiopia. I love this beat. And at the top was Mambo Yo-Yo by Ricardo Lembo from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back, and now let's take some more music. Chagua Moja by Bob Lee of Tanzania is coming up next, and right after that, Ikole by Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. Well, let's enjoy this beautiful music now by Bob Lee of Tanzania, and this is Chagua Moja right now.
Nazua mambo nilikusaka tokea kitambo kasema uko hapa tokea kitambo sikuwa na shaka tokea kitambo sasa iweje leo ma koroge mambo sasa iweje leo nazua mambo mambo juu ya mambo na tuchanganya ubongo singeni acha hapo kitambo na ungemfuata yeye kitambo sasa iweje leo koroge mambo
kufanya divyungo sunge ni acha
Nicole, beautiful music by the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. And right before that, Chagua Moya by Bubbly of Tanzania. This is the super show that makes you happy. The show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy, pushing and pulling the beats. I'll be right back.
The African beat. With music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And here we go now with some more emails. And this one says, "Hi, David. Your program is just one of a kind. And so I want to thank you for those great African songs. I'll always tune in and listen. I have no intention of stopping. So please keep the beats playing. God bless you." This is from Clive Onechan, Dispenser St. Pierre at the Kanobe Kabeza in Kigali, Rwanda. Thank you very much, Clive. And another email now says, "Hi, David. It is so great writing to you again. And you know what? I did enjoy your old school program, especially when you played songs like Mario, Lunchtime, Gumbu from Sierra Leone, I Don't Care, Dinkole, etc., etc., etc. I am a regular listener of the African beat in Lunge, Freetown, Sierra Leone. I enjoy all the music you play on the beat. Thank you for such wonderful work you are doing out there, and continue to give us the best of African music. David, keep up the good work. I also want you to play a nice piece of music for my wife and children, and that is the entire Nyagwa family in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and all staff of the Sierra Leone Airports Authority." This is from Anthony Renner, Sierra Leone, West Africa. Well, thanks to all of you guys, and now let's get on to some music. Chibodo by TKZ of South Africa, and Africa Today by Nino Galizo of Guinea-Bissau.
African beats. African beats. Africa today. Africa today. Africa today. Africa today. Africa today. Africa today.
Africa.
We don't want war.
We don't.
Africa today.
Africa.
We don't want sadness.
We don't.
Africa today.
Africa.
We don't want hunger.
We don't.
Africa today.
Africa.
We don't want more arms.
By Nino Galiso of Guinea-Bissau, and before that was Chibodo by TKZ of South Africa. Well, this is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's read out some more emails here. Dear David Vandy, it is a great pleasure for me to be with you on The African Beat today to express my love for your team. And also, I want to use this opportunity to send my greetings to my friends here in Accra, the capital city of Ghana. I am your regular listener, Lamudia Abdul Karim in Accra, Ghana. And the final email for today says, I love African music, David. African Beats makes me proud to be an African. This is from Marvin Koforidua in Ghana. Well, with all of this now, let me dish out some music that will make you rock. This is Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Extraordinary Woman by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. But right now to Uganda, Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo. Here we go.
Sofiga face ono mulungi kale
omukono kusaba mpeku
yeye
yelela omukunyiza kusaba mpono sinywe
nayo chilabo nyirira nyo
omulungi kusaba mpeku kana mako erinyalo nechomela omukunyiza kusaba mpono sinywe nayo chilabo nyirira nyo
gakati mnango nosonywa okwemanyiza sandia kadde
sweet emotions swept right through my soul. Yes, you are extraordinary woman.
Extraordinary Woman by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana, and right before that, Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda.
Of America.
We and the girls them, you know we have to twine up.
If you see the girls them, when them want wind up.
We and the girls them, you know we have to twine up. African girls them, them want me to rob it. Love for me sell and then tell me sell them want me. Guinean girls them, them want me to rob it. Love them in the hotel room and all in the lobby. Sierra Leone girls them, them want me to rob it. Treat me when it nice and even treat me when it's stormy. Freetown girls them want me to rob it. Me and them a girl a ross and now we have to party.
Sometimes I ask myself,
yo,
where would I be without you, girl?
Yeah, man.
yet it is as if there has never been such a time. When I feel cast aside by society, for giving me you, Javi, I love you forever.
Forever, baby, forever.
Javi, ain't an
elephant. Yeah, man, together, you know.
Javi, you're brought to joy. Javi, ain't an animal, baby. Javi, you're my lover. Javi, you are everything I've got. Javi, you're my number one. Javi, you are.
She don't need no makeup. When she just sleep and even when she just wake up. Me and this a girl a would a never ever break up. Love her in the dance when she a move and a shake up. Be a sexy girl a where the Benz man take up. The girls them farm I and I come for rake up. And in a me pop make them no say it no cake up. And this a girl a rest and now we a big wake up.
Jerry baby,
yeah, man.
Come on close,
yes, yeah, man.
Put your dreams in my girl.
How the African girls them, how
the English
girls
them. Come let me tell
yeah,
you, girls, you make me feel. You mean my life,
yeah, man.
On my mind.
Blessings,
strength from above. I'm gonna let you sleep away. Javi, you brought me down. Javi, ain't animal. Javi, ain't Javi, 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 Javi.
I love your show, David.
place today. I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I'm David Bandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. From Africa and the world, VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
This is VOA News.